Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to a special edition of Weekdays with Murph. I'm so excited about today's guest. You may recognize Miss Haley Pullis from her portrayal as Molly Lansing Davis on ABC's General Hospital. She sits down with me today for as I always do, a fun kind of a quirky interview, so you guys can get to know her better as a person. And I believe we have her, so let's go ahead and bring her on. Hi, is this Haley?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Haley, how are you? This is Cody.
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining me today.
No problem.
I was searching through your IMDb, researching for this interview, and I came across another interview that you did that had a funny story to it. And I wanted to talk about a pigeon that you had when you first moved to L.A.
Yeah, when I first moved out here, my dad and I lived in an apartment together, and there was this pigeon who always came to our balcony, and I started to put bread out there for him, and I would wait for him to show up, and I would, like, make a trail of bread into the apartment so the bird would come inside, and he actually, like, became really domesticated, and he always came inside and he would sit on the couch with me while I watched TV. And I sort of fell in love with him because I love all animals and I just had the best time with him.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of animals, you've had a quite the a collection of animals, hadn't you?
I definitely have.
As I was researching, what's this I hear about a chinchilla that you had?
Oh, my gosh. I had a chinchilla from when I was, like, 8 until, I think, 11. And his name was Fuzzy. He was gray. And I loved him so much. He was so sweet. I would take him out of his cage, and he would just sit on my lap and chill with me, and he was the coolest little thing ever. Like, I loved to play with him.
That's a interesting little pet.
Yeah.
And as I said, you're a huge animal lover, and that leads to my first question. If you weren't an actor, would you want to do something like vet or anything with pets or whatever?
You know, I don't think I could ever be a vet because I love animals too much. I would never be able to put an animal down or even, like, operate on an animal because it physically hurts me to see other animals in pain. So if I had to do anything other than acting, it would definitely be writing.
That's a passion of mine, too. I'm a writer myself. I've written a few scripts here and there, you know.
Really?
So that's a passion of mine. I actually took a workshop with a former Hollywood producer down here in my hometown.
Oh, that's so cool.
So, and I've done several When I was in college, I took several theater classes just to kind of boost my overall writing skill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a passion of mine too.
Yeah, I really love it. It's such a great way to get your emotions out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And for me, like you said, a writing is a stress relief for me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's absolute stress relief.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And now if you're up for it, I have a couple of fun kind of quirky questions for you so the listeners can get to know you more as a person.
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Okay. When were you bit by the acting bug? At what age?
I was 8 when I first started, and I just knew that I had to be an actress. My parents were trying to talk me out of it because they didn't want to spend the money and they didn't want to have to move out to LA, but I forced them to because it was just my passion, and I had to.
Awesome. Okay. What's currently on your DVR and your iPod right now?
On my DVR, I have, I think, like 30 episodes of That 70s Show recorded, and probably the same for Family Guy. I don't really, like, watch TV a lot, but when I have nothing else to do, That 70s Show and Family Guy are all I ever watch.
Oh, I love That 70s Show.
It's so funny.
It. Uh-huh, it is hilarious. I'm a big TV guy myself, too. So.
Yeah?
Big TV guy. Okay. And what kind of music do you like? I know you're a big Michael Jackson fan. So.
Yeah, I did go through a Michael Jackson phase. I still love him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now I listen to indie music, like The Lumineers, Various Cruelties,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think my music taste has actually changed a lot since
mm-hmm.
last year. It's
awesome.
So different than it used to be.
Awesome. And again, I'm a big music guy myself, too.
Yeah.
Anything from a 70s Motown to, like you said, indie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anything in between that, I just love music.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always listening to music.
Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm not doing the show, I have my stereo cranked up as loud as it can go.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. What was the last song that you downloaded on iTunes?
The last song I downloaded, I think it was Young and Beautiful by Lana Del Rey. She is my favorite singer of all time. I love her so much. And this new song is just, it's really cool. I love the sound of it.
I'll have to check it out sometime.
Yeah, you should.
I'll have to check that out. If I don't ask this next question, my best friend might kill me. So there we go.
Okay.
If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you? And what would it be?
You know, I really don't think I would change anything because so far my career is working out really well for me. So I don't want to mess with anything. I don't want to change anything because everything that I've done in the past has led me to General Hospital, and I am so insanely thankful for GH. I could never have asked for more, so.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of GH, when you first got on set that first day, who came up to you and said, you know, I got your bag, you can do this, you know?
I was in hair and makeup, and Nancy actually came up to me, and all she said was, "Hey, I think I'm your mommy." From then on, she just kind of took me under her wing, and she showed me the ropes, and she has really become, like, a real mother to me. I love her so much. Every time we see each other, I'm always like, "Hi, mommy," and she says, "Hi, baby."
Awesome. And what initially drew you to this role of Molly?
I love that Molly is such a hopeless romantic because I can definitely relate to that. She always tries to set other people up, which I totally do. I do that with my friends. I do that with my siblings. And it's such a cute little fantasy world of hers, and I definitely share that with her.
Uh-huh, awesome. Okay. Away from the glitz and glamour of Hollywood, what's the real Haley Poulos like?
I'm really just a normal teenager. I mean, I'm constantly on my phone talking to friends. I'm always with friends, actually. I love to go shopping, go to the beach. I love to go hang out by the pool, you know, stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Mm. Do you have any hidden talents that you'd like to share?
Yeah, okay. I have one. I am crazy good at doing nails, like, not just, you know, one color, but I can do, like, really crazy designs, like leopard print and tuxedos and all these crazy things. I think I even did zoo animals on my nails once. Like, I had a hippo, I had, what else did I have? It's like an elephant, just all kinds of things.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Impressive. Okay. And speaking of hidden talents, I was listening to another interview that you did, and you're pretty good at accents, aren't you?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I can do so many different accents. I just found out that I can do a French accent. It might not be very good, but it's not as bad as I thought it was.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay. Now I have to think of something to say. Okay. Oh, bonjour. How are you?
That's pretty good. That's pretty
well,
good.
Well, thanks. But, okay, my best one is British. I'm a lot better at that one.
All right, let's hear that one.
Okay, I have actually been talking in a British accent for the past, like, week. I can't stop. I was even, like, talking to myself in a British accent. Like, I was just in my room, and I was talking to myself with a British accent. Not American, but British.
Nice. Okay. I was looking through your IMDb, as I said earlier, and for somebody as young as you, You've got a impressive resume here.
Well, thank you.
Very impressive. She did an episode a couple episodes of A Ghost Whisperer. What was that like?
It was really cool. I for the first episode that I did, I had to stand in a pool of fake blood and then walk across the hall, and it was really cool. I think the coolest part about being on Ghost Whisperer was meeting Jennifer Love Hewitt, because she is so sweet, and she was really welcoming, and it was such a great experience.
And just from a guy perspective here, I think most guys had a crush on her from the first moment we saw her.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Okay. What is your favorite vacation spot?
Oh, I have never been anywhere other than, like, Hawaii and Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So between those, I'm probably going to have to go with Mexico. My family and I used to have a timeshare in Cabo San Lucas,
mm-hmm.
and we would go every summer, and it was just so much fun.
And speaking of that, I'll tell you a little story of my own. When I graduated high school, I wanted to my class didn't take a senior trip. When I graduated, we all did our own little thing, you know, and I wanted to go to either Mexico or Alaska with my parents for our trip.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad's like, no Mexico. No, there's no way in this world I'm going to Mexico. So we took a cruise to Alaska, and oh my gosh, it was probably the best trip I've ever taken in my life.
Really?
Absolutely. It's beautiful up there.
I have a friend who lives in Alaska, and we're always trying to figure out a way for me to go spend, like, a week with her, and
mm-hmm.
I would absolutely love that. I think that would be so much fun.
If you have a chance to go, do it. Would you trust
me? I definitely will.
I tell everybody that. Just go for a week, and you'll enjoy it.
Yeah,
absolutely
for sure.
Yeah. Okay. And now, I noticed you mentioned siblings. How many do you have?
I have two brothers and two sisters, and they are all over 21, so they haven't lived with us in a really long time. But every time I go back to Northern California, I try to see them and spend the day with them.
Awesome. And going back to a GH for a second, I have to tell you, probably the acutest scene that you were in was the GH karaoke night when you and Aaron sang ABC.
I just watched that again recently,
mm-hmm.
and it was so much fun, but now I'm really embarrassed about it because I was not a very good singer. but Aaron and I had so much fun doing that.
Mm-hmm. And another video as I was watching and researching for this I thought was so funny was Nancy teaching you how to drive.
Oh my gosh, that was probably the craziest experience of my life. I was terrified because I seriously had absolutely no idea what I was doing. And at one point, I think there was, like, someone behind us, and I was going 2 miles an hour. And I was so scared because I didn't know how to get out of the way. And so Nancy was like, you have to park. And I was like, Nancy, I cannot parallel park. And she was like, you're going to have to.
You're not the only one that's scared first time behind the wheel, trust me.
Oh, thank goodness.
I was scared to death.
It's
I was
really
absolutely
terrifying.
Scared to death. I know you're in control of this big old 2,000-plus-pound car, and it's pretty terrifying.
Yeah, it really is. And I think I was, like, 12 years old, so that was even scarier.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can understand completely. And another few G8 things that I watched, but I always thought you had so much chemistry with Steve Burton.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I love Steve Burton so much. He is, like, the biggest teddy bear. He always, like, helped me with everything, and he would give me advice on my scenes, and he was just so amazing, and I really, really miss him. I hope he comes back for a visit.
Yeah. As a fan, I can tell you, oh, we all miss him too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And something forgot to mention here about a month ago, I spoke with your TV sis, Lindsay Morgan.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. She's a sweetheart, too.
She really is. I miss her.
That was probably the funniest and most fun interview that I've ever done.
She's crazy.
She's absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if I have any more questions. Oh, yeah. I do have one more for you. What's one instrument that you can't play but I wish you could?
I got a guitar for Christmas, and I was going to learn how to play it, but it was really hard, so I gave up, and I wish that I had kept going, but the guitar came with DVD instructions, so I would watch this guy teach me how to play guitar on my computer, and I didn't really like his technique, so it was hard for me to watch him, but I don't know. I wish I could get, like, real live classes
right.
to learn how to play.
Mm-hmm. And as I said earlier, I'm a big music fan. I was actually in the high school marching band, so.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. I played the drums, so I can still play them pretty well, but.
I love the drums.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. I think that about covers it. So I wanted to thank you for taking the time to come on today and chat with me. And you've got a open invitation back to the show whenever you want to come back on. Okay.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I had so much fun.
Yep. And thank your dad for me and tell him that he's awesome.
I definitely will.
All right, thanks, Haley.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Bye.
That was fun, y'all. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Haley. And as I said, I'll have her back sometime, and we can chat more in depth. So at this point, I think what I'll do is I'll end this episode right now, and you've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.